socialization to prospective travelers to ensure the smoothness and safety of Eid al-Fitr holiday 2025. She conveyed after reviewing the readiness of the Jakarta Cikampek toll road in Karawang, West Java. Reni emphasized the need to increase the sensitivity of e-toll touch screens at toll booths to speed up transactions and avoid congestion. She also encouraged the provision of e-toll tolling booths at rest areas with the support of CRIF and M-Banking. Reni asked the toll road business entity to ensure there are no potholes on the toll road and prohibit road repairs during the return flow. She urged travelers to ensure vehicle operability and obey traffic rules and follow traffic rules. Reni also reminded no vehicle should be parked carelessly on the shoulder of the toll road. Moving on to Indonesian Consumer Organization invites all parties to work together to implement consumer protection and sustainability. Education Division of the organization, Anjani Widya Hemasita, stated, it also requires environmental policies that pay attention to the aspect of affordability. In the VOI Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, Hemasita also encouraged public awareness of the importance of consumer protection. In addition, according to her, global collaboration is also needed to create a sustainable lifestyle.
With the commitment from the government to a net zero emission in 2060, I think the consumer protection and sustainability must go hand in hand. And ensuring that environmental policies also address affordability, like I mentioned before, like solar panel is more affordable for us. It should be in group of collaboration in a lot of sectors in Indonesia, and it depends also with the strong regulation from the government. It also needs more awareness from our consumers. And we need a collaboration too with a global industry and global government to have a regulation and make a more sustainability lifestyle in the next year or maybe next.
March 15 is commemorated as World Consumer Rights Day. This year, the commemoration takes the theme A Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle, which highlights the need for an equitable shift toward sustainability. Hemasita also stated, sustainability is a fundamental consumer right, as stated at the Indonesia's Consumer Protection Law. She says all consumer has rights to access to safe, environmentally and friendly products. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended a panel discussion with rectors and leaders of public and private universities at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. Vice Rector for Student Affairs and Alumni University of Bengkulu in Sumatra's Bengkulu Province, Chandra Irawan, shared several points he found interesting from the discussion. Among them was Prabowo's decision to implement budget efficiency, which Prabowo believes can minimize leaks in the state budget.
Beliau menginginkan kebocoran-kebocoran.
The president emphasized the need to minimize leaks in the state budget, and his move to streamline budgets across ministries and institutions has saved hundreds of trillions. I think this has a very positive impact, especially if the savings are used to provide facilities and support Indonesia's progress.
Memberikan fasilitas, kemudian membangun ya demi kemajuan negara Indonesia.
Irawan also highlighted Prabowo's optimism that his administration would maximize utilization of Indonesia's natural resources for the welfare of the people. He is confident Prabowo's government will lead Indonesia toward a brighter future. The Indonesian government strives to implement budget streamlining across various ministries and state institutions, including in higher education. This has led to several impacts, including cuts to non-essential expenditures and energy-saving measures. Governor of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, led the ceremony to commemorate 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta at the Mandala Krida Stadium on Thursday morning. The celebration was held through a flag ceremony and governor's speech at a plenary meeting in the legislature. After the ceremony, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X told journalists he hopes for the full support of the community to actively fuel development in Yogyakarta with positive things.
Ya, saya kira saya perlu bantuan teman-teman media ya.
I think I need help from my friends in the media, how today's event can become an event not only talking about history, but also, as I said earlier, how community participation is subject in building the future of the
masyarakat itu juga menjadi subjek di dalam membangun Jogja masa depan.
The Sultan also hopes for innovation and creativity from the community in developing Yogyakarta without having to rely solely on government assistance.
Tidak hanya mendagangkan pemerintah, tapi bagaimana masyarakatnya yang kreatif, inovatif, gitu.
Not only relying on the government, but how the community is creative, innovative, to be able to build a sense of comfort and security. The community also needs to participate.
Bisa menjadi subjek di dalam proses untuk tantangan masa depan.
In the commemoration of the 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta this year, the theme was Jogja Tumata Tuwuh Ngrembaka, which means Yogyakarta is increasingly organized, continues to grow, and also protects all community entities in it. Well, listener, those are the news. Next, today's commentary titled Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle for All, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today it's on Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle for All. March the 15th is celebrated every year as International Consumer Day. This year, the theme is A Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle. It is very relevant for Indonesia, a country with a large population and abundant natural resources. Indonesia has an important role in the transition to a sustainable lifestyle, but it is also faces various challenges, especially related to access to environmentally friendly products and existing social disparities. In Indonesia, sustainable products are often more expensive and only accessible to certain groups. Meanwhile, many people, especially those in remote areas, don't have any sufficient access to information or choices of environmentally friendly products. This shows that sustainability must be a right for all levels of society, not just those who can afford it. The world needs to understand that Indonesia, as a developing country that is taking steps towards becoming a developed country, needs support in creating a more just transition. Developed countries have a big role to play in helping Indonesia through technical transfer, funding, and policies that support more inclusive sustainability. Indonesia needs wider access to environmentally friendly technologies so that this transition doesn't only benefit a few people. Consumer education is also very important. The public needs to be given a better understanding of how a sustainable lifestyle can be easily implemented without sacrificing personal economy. The transition towards this must involve all consumers, regardless of social or economic status. Only in this way can a more just and sustainable world be created, not only for Indonesia, but also for the entire planet. That was commentary.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limit. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur,
an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
There is bitter in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way. Then I would go to be in outer space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feel in right. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangun Rejo, Merdeko Rejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangun Rejo because it is located in Duku Bangun Rejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975.
Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purwo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purwo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with 6 levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purwo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here, and of course, don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purwo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Indonesian athlete Siti Najwa won a gold medal in the specialty solo dance sport category at the 2025 Winter Olympics World Games held at the Palazzo delle Feste, Bardonecchia, Italy on Thursday. In addition to winning gold, Indonesia's representative Anastasia Aresienan Buariat secured a bronze medal, followed by Muhammad Aden Aryadipa, who secured fourth place in the same category. The Special Olympics event is an international sports tournament for individuals with intellectual disabilities. The aim of this event is to encourage inclusion, participation, and development. It also focuses on the spirit of togetherness and provides an opportunity for each athlete to compete in a category that suits their abilities.
Wahai sahabat, jangan sampai kau terlambat. Sabarlah taubat, wahai sahabat, jangan sampai kau tersesat. Jangan ulangi kesalahan lagi, sesungguhnya kita akan merugi. Jangan ulangi kebodohan lagi, sesungguhnya Allah mengetahui. Hidup di dunia hanya sementara, hidup di dunia tak akan lama. Alam akhirat yang menanti kita, di alam akhirat kita abadi di sana. Jangan terbuai, jangan terlena, jangan terlupa dan sadar. Jangan sampai kau tersambat. Taubatlah taubat, wahai sahabat, jangan sampai kau tersesat. Jangan ulangi kesalahan lagi, sesungguhnya kita akan merugi. Jangan ulangi kebodohan lagi, sesungguhnya di dunia hanya sementara, hidup di dunia tak akan lama. Alam akhirat sedang menanti kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tulangku merah putih benderaku hadir dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong lawan senjata song-song penjajah tolak menyerah salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah oh sekarang berbeda Indonesia merdeka kau dan aku tak sama jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa ayo clubber ayo dangdutter juga penggemar Super Junior jangan cekcok jangan berdengkur let's make up the world
merah putih
Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Every day I'm dangdutan.
Lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topik dunia. Tiga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan sang saka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia ini. Merah
We're still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's edition comes with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang traditions and the Hela Rotan traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire population must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing tradition with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the new year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities. At the same time, strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens, starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity. As the name suggests, Badendang at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announced to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adults to children gather. Meanwhile, the Hela Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that this Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rattan and also has a length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Tak terasa malam kini semakin
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki.
Which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian blogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil.
Which means childhood.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Hanya. Hanya.
Which means only.
Bisa bermain. Bisa bermain.
Which means can play.
Dengan. Dengan.
Which means with.
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik. Dari plastik.
Which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki.
Which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal. Terkenal.
Which means famous.
Sebagai. Sebagai.
Which means as.
Tempat konservasi. Tempat konservasi.
Which means conservation site.
Penyu. Penyu.
Which means turtle.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung.
Which means visitor.
Anak-anak. Anak-anak.
Which means children.
Berinteraksi. Berinteraksi.
Which means to interact.
Tukik. Tukik.
Which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu. Anak penyu.
Which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru. Seru.
Which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix and. For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan.
Which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan. Rumah-rumahan.
Which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species prefer sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attentions.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involved in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility, because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan, serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Dari Jakarta inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Halo, selamat bergabung pendengar di seluruh dunia. Kembali lagi bersama saya Agus Santika dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia. Hanya di Voice of Indonesia. Hari ini saya ingin mengajak Anda untuk lebih mengenal Indonesia lebih dekat lagi karena sudah kita siapkan beragam informasi, musik, dan cerita tentang budaya Indonesia yang unik dan mempesona. Diawali dengan berita terkini dari Tanah Air bersama rekan saya, Sumarno. Selamat mendengarkan.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Pemerintah dorong perguruan tinggi memajukan riset dan inovasi. DPR imbau pemerintah gencarkan sosialisasi keselamatan mudik Lebaran 2025. Bersama saya, Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Menteri Pendidikan Tinggi, Sains dan Teknologi, Brian Yuliarto di Istana Kepresidenan Jakarta Kamis menyampaikan, Presiden Prabowo Subianto menekankan penguasaan ilmu pengetahuan dan teknologi atau IPTEK sebagai kunci utama kemajuan bangsa. Presiden juga menyoroti pentingnya integritas akademik dan budaya anti korupsi di lingkungan pendidikan.
Pak Presiden juga menyampaikan hanya bangsa yang menguasai sains dan teknologi ini akan menjadi bangsa yang makmur. Tentu tadi juga disampaikan bagaimana prospek Indonesia yang sangat cerah ke depan ini perlu didukung oleh sektor pengembangan IPTEK dengan tidak lupa integritas untuk dijaga integritas yang tinggi. Jadi budaya anti korupsi itu harus terus diingatkan kepada generasi masa depan bangsa Indonesia.
Lebih lanjut, Brian Yuliarto menegaskan integritas akademik dan budaya anti korupsi di lingkungan pendidikan juga menjadi sorotan. Presiden menekankan peran perguruan tinggi dalam menyediakan sumber daya manusia unggul untuk mempercepat pembangunan industri strategis. Berita selanjutnya. Menteri Luar Negeri Republik Indonesia Sugiono menerima kunjungan Direktur Pelaksana untuk Asia dan Pasifik Layanan Aksi Eksternal Eropa Niklas Konprenstrom di Kementerian Luar Negeri Jakarta Kamis. Pertemuan ini membahas upaya peningkatan kerjasama Indonesia dan Uni Eropa, terutama dalam memperkuat perdagangan dan investasi yang adil. Uni Eropa mengapresiasi peta jalan pertumbuhan ekonomi Indonesia dan mendukung reformasi ekonomi serta efisiensi pemerintahan. Menlu Sugiono menegaskan komitmen Indonesia untuk memperkuat hubungan bilateral dengan Uni Eropa. Nicolas merupakan ketua delegasi Uni Eropa pada pertemuan Komite Gabungan ke-8 antara Indonesia dengan Uni Eropa yang diselenggarakan pada Rabu 12 Maret 2025. Berita terakhir. Anggota Komisi 5 DPR RI, Reni Astuti, menekankan pentingnya sosialisasi masif kepada calon pemudik untuk memastikan kelancaran dan keselamatan mudik Lebaran 2025. Hal ini disampaikan setelah peninjauan kesiapan jalan bebas hambatan tol Jakarta-Cikampek di Karawang, Jawa Barat. Reni menyoroti perlunya peningkatan sensitivitas layar tap e-tol di gerbang tol untuk mempercepat transaksi dan menghindari kemacetan. Ia juga mendorong penyediaan counter top-up e-tol di rest area dengan dukungan QRIS dan M-Banking. Reni meminta badan usaha jalan tol memastikan tidak ada lubang di jalan tol dan melarang perbaikan jalan selama arus mudik. Ia mengimbau pemudik untuk menjaga kesehatan, memastikan kelayakan kendaraan, dan mengikuti aturan lalu lintas. Reni juga mengingatkan agar tidak ada kendaraan yang parkir sembarangan di bahu jalan tol. Pendengar, demikian warta berita Voice of Indonesia dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Voice of Indonesia.
isu apa yang sedang hangat di Indonesia? Selanjutnya kami sampaikan komentar Voice of Indonesia dengan judul Transisi Menuju Gaya Hidup Berkelanjutan Untuk Semua. Tanggal 15 Maret setiap tahun diperingati sebagai Hari Konsumen Internasional. Tahun 2025 ini, tema peringatan adalah Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle atau Transisi Adil Menuju Gaya Hidup Berkelanjutan. Tema ini sangat relevan untuk Indonesia, sebuah negara dengan populasi besar dan kekayaan alam yang melimpah. Indonesia memiliki peran penting dalam transisi menuju gaya hidup berkelanjutan, tetapi juga dihadapkan pada berbagai tantangan, terutama terkait dengan akses terhadap produk ramah lingkungan dan kesenjangan sosial yang ada. Di Indonesia, produk berkelanjutan seringkali lebih mahal dan hanya dapat diakses oleh kalangan tertentu. Sementara itu, banyak masyarakat, terutama yang berada di daerah terpencil, belum memiliki akses yang cukup terhadap informasi atau pilihan produk ramah lingkungan. Ini menunjukkan bahwa keberlanjutan harus menjadi hak bagi semua lapisan masyarakat, bukan hanya mereka yang mampu. Dunia perlu memahami bahwa Indonesia sebagai negara berkembang yang tengah mengambil ancang-ancang menuju negara maju, membutuhkan dukungan dalam menciptakan transisi yang lebih adil. Negara-negara maju memiliki peran besar dalam membantu Indonesia melalui transfer teknologi, pendanaan, dan kebijakan yang mendukung keberlanjutan yang lebih inklusif. Indonesia memerlukan akses yang lebih luas terhadap teknologi ramah lingkungan, agar transisi ini tidak hanya menguntungkan segelintir orang. Edukasi konsumen juga menjadi hal yang sangat penting. Masyarakat perlu diberi pemahaman yang lebih baik tentang bagaimana gaya hidup berkelanjutan dapat diterapkan dengan mudah, tanpa mengorbankan ekonomi pribadi. Transisi menuju ini harus melibatkan semua konsumen, tanpa memandang status sosial atau ekonomi. Hanya dengan cara ini, dunia yang lebih adil dan berkelanjutan dapat tercapai.